The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 6. Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing from return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your lap, for the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to come down on this windy day, be a little closer. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I've been thinking lately about where I put my attention and how I put my concentration and energies. And in these past couple of weeks, a lot of my energy has been going to making music. I played with the symphony last night, and my family knows this. I get really edgy before a big concert. Maybe even a little sharp. Because there are so many things that I want to be perfect and need to get perfect, and I have in my head that I have to do it to make sure that it's perfect. It drives me crazy, but it's the thing I love doing most, or one of the things. What are those things for you that you can pour your whole passion into? The time flies, but your energies are just zoomed in on those things. And we've got golfers here that work to perfect their games. We have crafters here, woodworkers who build and carve, accountants have the numbers all right. You know, each person's thing might not be for everybody else. I could not do that. Teachers and retired teachers who have a passion for sharing what they know, who stay up late grading papers or preparing lesson plans. Professors who are always on the edge learning new things so that they can share new things. Home repair. Every time something
gets fixed, there's something else that needs attention. What are those things that you put all your energy into? Do you have something in mind? Well, here's what Jesus says. Love your neighbor. And we look at this simple word of Jesus and we say, oh, yeah, that's not so hard. But do we also have a good running stream of loopholes running in the back of our head?
How much practice would it take to work on
someone you don't love very much? Jesus says there are rewards to this kind of love. This is about as close to karma as Christianity gets. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. What if living in abundant and outrageous love were the entire passionate goal of our life? Imagine the difference it would make in our community. Yeah, world. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Commit those words to memory. Pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put in your lap. Madeline has some preachers that worship with us. And I realize at this point I sound like works righteousness. Okay? We don't do this for us. We do this in response to the one who modeled this for us. Jesus, who showed us how he loved the enemy. That while he was being nailed to the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Jesus led us and showed us the way of unconditional love and forgiveness and mercy. None of us is good enough to earn the kingdom of heaven. Even if we spend 16 hours a day trying to figure out how best to love our neighbor and doing it, we still don't earn the kingdom of heaven. That's all a gift. Because there was only one who could love that perfectly. We get up every day and try and say, try, Lord, help me. But we can do that because we were loved first. We are loved first. You are named and claimed and beloved of God. You were chosen by God to be a child of the kingdom. And that's just an inheritance. We didn't earn it. It's a gift. You know when you're in a loving relationship with humans. When someone loves you and appreciates you and is close to you and you want to hug them all the time, you want to do for that person because you've been loved. God is invisible, but God loves us more than any human could. And so we love because we were first loved. Live in that love. Rest in that love. Know that you're loved. Hold on to it, even though it's holding you first. I used to love to go on adventure trips with our youth groups. And Christina remembers this. One of my favorite activities was rappelling. And there was this place up in northern Wisconsin that had this 60-foot cliff. And what do you do with a 60-foot cliff? You rappel off of it. And I loved these exercises because it was thrilling. But the whole deal was you couldn't lean back and let yourself go down the cliff unless you trusted the ropes. And you knew they were anchored. When you can trust the ropes and know that they're anchored, you can have a blast going down a 60-foot cliff backwards. That's what faith is. It's living your life in the arms of Jesus. There is no place you go, there is nothing you do where He is not holding you and sustaining you. So you can look on faith. You don't have to hold on to everything. You can love that unlovable person, because what do you have to lose? Let go. And rest in that faith, knowing that God's got it all already. You know, when we were going down the cliff, it didn't matter how tightly we held onto the rope, right? You can hold on tightly, you can burn your hands, or you can loosen up and know it's going to be okay. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God's got this. Whatever you're dealing with, God's got this. Spend some time this week intentionally thinking about that neighbor, the one you'd rather not deal with. Is there a way to love them? Jesus says yes. And went to the cross to make that point. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.